When Our Town opened on Broadway in February of 1938, playwright Thornton Wilder had written it 20 years after World War I had ended and 9 years into the Great Depression. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson checked out the 1940 film starring William Holden and went to see the new stage production at the Barrymore Theater and has some observations about what's new in Grover's Corners.
Wilder's original stage play was a celebration of simple American life circa the early 1900s, where everyone in town knows everyone else. The milk gets delivered in glass bottles. The paper boy shows up on time. The genial man at the soda fountain will front you the money for 10 years, if necessary, to treat your best girl to a strawberry soda. It was a reminder. All those folks in Grover's Corner, New Hampshire, modeled on Peterborough, where Wilder had spent some time in the summer of 1937 working on the play at the McDowell Colony, were in danger of passing through, getting on, sleepwalking through life, until moving on into the cemetery that sits up on a hill in Grover's Corners and dominates Act 3 of the play. Wake up! Notice where you are, who you're with. Wilder won the Pulitzer for the play with that simple admonition. It's been a beloved American staple of high school repertory ever since. It generated a movie version in 1940 with a 22-year-old William Holden. Watching it recently on Amazon Prime, I barely recognized him. As George Gibbs, the love-struck high school senior next door to junior classmate Emily Webb, played by Martha Scott, whom he will marry after graduation. Idyllic small-town stories, How Green Was My Valley, National Velvet, Little Women, It's a Wonderful Life, The Wizard of Oz, too, were a thing then. They took the sting out of national collapse. Actor Frank Craven recreated the role in the film that he originated on Broadway as the genial old stage manager, who most famously breaks the fourth wall and walks the audience through the town, from Main Street to school to the court, the town paper, and the different denominational churches located socioeconomically without ever saying as much. Craven leads us in dropping in on all the ongoing stories around town, most especially the central one of how the awkward boy next door comes to marry the sprightly girl next door, raise a family, and lose each other too young. Grover's Corners is a white Christian town in Wilder's telling, which used to be all a story had to be for everyone, even those who were neither, to imagine their way into what is a universal truth. You know, wake up, you'll sleep when you're dead. Or in the graveyard in our town, you might not. This new production, which runs until January 19th at the Barrymore Theater, is directed by Kenny Leon, the highly decorated director of revivals over the last decade or so. A Raisin in the Sun, Fences, A Soldier's Play, and Pearly Victorious. What Leon did is to make the story about race in a subtle way by, well, not making it about race. Leon cast the Gibbs as a black family living next to a white family. That's it. The black George Gibbs and the white Emily Webb fall in love. That's all. This is no Romeo and Juliet where the Gibbs and the Webbs are the Montagues and the Capulets or the Jets and the Sharks, destined to learn about the cost of strife. Instead, it's a reverie about being colorblind, where whites and blacks simply live in some magical brigadoon where no one ever thinks about color or culture. They just live inside the dream and get gently reminded in Wilder's third act, titled Death and Eternity, to love each other and love their lives.
The name of the town is Grover's Corners.
Very ordinary town, if you ask me.
Once in a thousand times, it's interesting.
Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it? Every minute?
There are some things we all know, but we don't take them out and look at them very often.
People are meant to go through life two by two. It ain't natural to be lonesome.
You've got to love life to have life. And you've got to have life to love life, is what they call a vicious circle.
Oh, Earth, you're too wonderful for anybody to realize you.
That should be a universal impulse, and I'd like to embrace it as such, particularly by seeing a packed theater so moved by the message in a very message play. The black and browning of the American Revolution in Hamilton expanded ownership of the Constitution to those audiences. It was in their face. Leon's Our Town, by contrast, is anything but. There's nothing to see here. And truth to tell, I'm mostly in agreement with that. Frank Craven's original production stage manager laid out the town and the people with a kind of affectionate sadness of a metaphysical ghost who knew how all the stories began and would end. Our town has been revived with Henry Fonda, Paul Newman, and Spalding Gray as the stage manager, and now with Jim Parsons, Sheldon Cooper on TV's The Big Bang Theory, in the current production, who plays the part like a graduate student doing a golly gee whiz best job ever in his side gig as a kind of tour guide for the Gray Line. He lacks Craven's sad wistfulness of existence, which is the only thing the play means to bring home. The strength of Wilder's writing, the lament, an echo of E.M. Forster's Only Connect, The Head and the Heart, from his novel Howard's End, published in 1910, is so powerful it asks the supporting cast of Zoe Deutsch as Emily Webb, Katie Holmes as her mother Myrtle Webb, Richard Thomas as Charles Webb, the local newspaper editor and Emily's father, Ephraim Sykes as George Gibbs, Billy Eugene Jones as Frank Gibbs, the town doc, Michelle Wilson as George's mom Julia, and Julie Halston as the town gossip, simply to not stand in the way. With one exception, I think it's the direction of Leon does give George more confidence than the character as written had, they don't. You have until January 19th to only connect to Our Town at the Barrymore, and I'm Harlan Jacobson.